Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Back with you this morning, Kurt Kittleson doing an, I'm sure, I can't even talk this morning. See, Kurt, you did better than I did because I can't even say the...
No. Don't even go there.
Admirable job yesterday.
It was fun talking with him, though.
He's a fantastic guy. I'm bummed out that I missed that one. Dennis Stromack coming through, going to have a great concert over there on...
And those tickets all got sold.
They're all gone?
All the tables. I went to check it out at 406 Ticks on our website and gone.
Man. Well, I mean, you got a combination of fiddle and swing music and barbecue afterwards. That's not going to last long. But yeah, it's going to be a fantastic event down there on Sunday. But today we're talking United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. We've got Dana Freedy in this morning, and she brought backup.
I did. Yeah. So I'm really excited that Emily, our new executive director, is here. We're really happy to have her, and she's just doing a great job.
If she's doing such a great job, why'd you make her come in here early this morning?
Because it's fun to hang out with you guys.
Oh, okay.
I like bringing Emily in. She gets to talk to the community this way. It's easy.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and I appreciate you guys coming in. We've talked before when you've been in about the launch of your giving campaign. You're now we talked as you were launching it, and then you were getting ready to, and then you had just launched it. So now we're actually into it, right? We can actually talk about this thing as this is an active thing going on. Can you explain to people what that is generally in case they missed that before?
Yeah. So every year, United Way kicks off its annual giving campaign in September. And we go ahead and we collect pledges and gifts from community members who want to support our work. And we kind of run our campaign, you know, the public season for that is September through December. So we have about 4 months to try and raise nearly $700,000 for the community this year, which is really big. But it's doable. And it's really cool because the community comes through and they tell us what's important and what they want to support, and then they make it happen, which is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lofty goal, right? I mean, Emily, you're coming on right at the time where, all right, you know what, let's set a big number, 700,000, let's pick that one. But it's achievable, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the United Way here in Helena has traditionally raised $700,000 to $750,000 every year, and then given that back to the community in a variety of ways. So, charitable giving is changing. The way people give is changing, but there's absolutely no reason we can't meet this goal. Helena's a very giving community. They're very strong in volunteering their time and their resources. So I am confident we will get to the point where we can give out more money to our partner agencies and continue doing the really strong collective impact work we're doing within our office as well.
Yeah, well, and you've sort of had a history of working with, you know, nonprofits and stuff like that. You've seen kind of how this works in terms of the community and how it sort of constantly steps up and supports these operations. You, at one point, working with Florence Crittenden, right?
Yeah, I used to sit on the other side of the table as a recipient of United Way funding. So through Florence Crittenden and then Montana Youth Homes. And those programs aren't ones that people see a lot out in the community. And so that's one of my passions, is to make sure that people know about our smaller community resources, the nonprofits that are doing really solid work that are our partners or our collaborators. That we do so much work with the nonprofits in Helena that aren't even our partners on our list. So just really making sure that the Helena community knows we have a tremendous amount of work happening behind the scenes. People don't even realize what's going on, how much people care about other people and the work that they're doing to make sure people are safe and healthy and well. So, you know, that's our job, is to make sure there's a voice for all those people, that they all collaborate on activities so that we're all at the same table doing the same kind of work. Nobody's competing against each other for funding or resources and those kinds of things. So it's a really fun place to be on this side of the table, helping those things happen.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we love having you guys in here. I mean, in addition to you just being a bright shining light in the mornings here in our studio, you know, you're doing great work and you're helping people do great work. Another one of those, actually, just to highlight tomorrow, we've got some folks from the YWCA coming in to talk about what it is that they do, because that's another one in the community that I think people, oh, yeah, that's that building over there downtown, but what do they do? And people may not know. you know, to how to give that answer. There's a lot of programs that they have over there, a lot of different things that are happening. So we're going to have YWCA in tomorrow. Actually, some Boy Scouts coming in tomorrow, too. They're doing a coffee drive over at Walmart, so we're going to talk with them. But it's going to be a cool show. I always love having people in that are doing good things in our community because there's so many of them. And we're talking this morning, we're talking United Way of the Lewis and Clark area. We've got Dana Freedy and Emily McVeigh in. So $700,000 is what our goal is. It's a lot of money. And you sort of touched on it. We talked about some of the agencies, but where does this money go? And sort of how is that determined, right? Because I think people think, okay, I gave you this money, but where's my money then going to go? That's an important thing when people are giving to a nonprofit.
Absolutely. And I think accountability for nonprofits is really critical because people want to know what kind of impact their gift is making and how it's touching the community. So through United Way, what we do is we allow for designations. So through our fundraising drive, if you want to give to a specific nonprofit through your campaign at your workplace or when you go ahead and you give through our online platform, you can do that. We strongly encourage people to give, you know, to things that matter to them because you know, maybe our work doesn't quite strike a chord, but there's another organization that they want to support that their work has touched their lives in some way, so they can do that. Or what happens is if you don't designate your gift when it comes into United Way, it goes into what we call the Community Impact Fund. And that's a really cool fund because our formal nonprofit partners, of which we have 34 this year, if you want to see the full list, please visit us online at unitedwaylca.org. You can find the full list of partners there and a brief synopsis of some of the work that they do. Those nonprofit partners have the opportunity every spring to go ahead and apply for a grant through that Community Impact Fund. And we work with a committee of local volunteers. So it's not our staff that that looks at these applications for funding. And they go ahead and they score them, they discuss them, they make recommendations to our board about where funding should go and what the community's priorities should be in the upcoming year. And that's what happens with that money is that those grants are awarded. And if you want to see what was done this year, we also have that information on our website. So that's unitedwaylca.org. So you can see what organizations received the funding and what they're doing with it. And there were just some phenomenal projects this year.
Yeah, well, and that's what's neat, too. And you mentioned it. Transparency is an important thing, not just for the people giving, but for you. I mean, you want to be open. And so my guess is if people want to call and talk with you about, hey, I have some money, how does this work? You'll have a conversation with them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love coffee and I'll sit down and I'll talk all day.
Yeah, that's true. She will. People can just get online if they want to help out. They want to find out more information. That's the easiest thing to do, right? Just get on the website.
Absolutely. So you can visit us online at unitedwaylca.org. Give us a call at 442-4360. You can even send us an email, you know, info@unitedwaylca.org. There, we are always happy to have a conversation. I will grab a cup of coffee with folks. I'll point them to resources on our website. I will provide them documentation, whatever they want. You know, it's really phenomenal to me that I get to come to work and do stuff for the community that the community has decided is really important.
Yeah.
And I love to share that information and the impact that it has on the community with the people who are making it possible.
Well, and something probably worth pointing out, this is not for people that, or not just for people that are able or willing to write a six-figure check, right? I mean, I think sometimes people listening going, you know, I just don't have that much. I don't know if what I have is going to help. Anything is going to help.
Yeah, everything helps, you know, and we at United Way, we tend to encourage people to do three things. We encourage you to give at a level that is meaningful for you if you want to donate to local nonprofits, because if it's meaningful for you, I think that that's really critical. You advocate for those different organizations that do important work in the community and just lend your voice to their work, and you volunteer. Get out there, get your hands dirty, make some awesome stuff happen.
Yeah, and how great is that? I mean, Emily touched on that, but to not only see the financial support, but you know, the operational support, you know, people in this community willing to take their time, work with you to make this a better community. That we've got people giving money, we've got people saying, you know what, this is where this money needs to go. Then we have people that are saying, okay, hey, cool, you gave us the money, I want to help use that to do the thing. I mean, at every step there's people stepping up.
Right. And that circles back to what Emily was saying about, you know, this is a super giving community and people are involved and engaged and they care so deeply. So, you know, whether you're sharing something on Facebook, if you're making, even if it's a $5 donation to your nonprofit of choice, or you're deciding that there's a program that you want to volunteer to make possible, I mean, you're making a difference.
Yeah. Emily McVeigh, the executive director, and Dana Freedy, the voice of, is what Dana is, of the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, is both our guests this morning. We've got a couple of minutes before we have to head out to a break, so we'll shift real quickly over to Community Christmas Shares. Dana, you didn't even give me time to dig into this one. You told me this was going to go on your Facebook page, what, like 20 minutes ago? I haven't had a chance to look on this one yet, but can you explain, or Emily, can you explain what Community Christmas Shares is all about?
Yeah. Several years ago, the community got together and realized that we weren't doing a very good job of making sure that every needy neighbor or every neighbor that needed some support during the holidays was available to get it, because people didn't know where to find the resources and some people were overusing the resources and then we would run out of resources. So God's Love, Food Share, Good Samaritan, the Salvation Army, and the United Way all got together to create Community Christmas Shares. And so that means you can apply one time at one of those locations for a Thanksgiving basket and Christmas assistance. You don't have to go to every place in town. It makes it easier for the recipients. And then you can get whatever it is that you need. If you need food only, or if you need toys only, or whatever it is that you need to get help in the holiday season to help you get through. So there's a lot of people in town that can't necessarily afford all the things for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. or the toys when it comes to Christmas. They want to make sure their kids have something under the tree. So that was the community banding together to make sure that everybody in the community had something to offer during the holidays.
Yeah. So the focus on this really on meals and on holiday gifts, sort of the biggie, you know, the things that many of us kind of take for granted, but can be secondary to many of those who have to make tough decisions on what they can afford to pay for. Sometimes one or maybe even both of those things are lower down on the list. Dana, who can be involved here? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so we actually have a whole list of all the programs and the qualifications and dates and times that they're taking registration. So it just went live on our Facebook page at 8 o'clock this morning. So if you go to facebook.com/UWLCA, you will be able to check our feed and you'll be able to find that. It's that list of all those organizations that Emily mentioned. So we've got God's Love, Good Samaritan, the Salvation Army, and Helena Food Share. So it's got all the locations, the times that they're taking registration, what the requirements are. So you can go in and find that information, share it with folks in the community, because you never know who might need a little bit of help. And just make sure that people know it's available. I think it's phenomenal that our community is coming together and really trying to make everybody's holiday season really merry and bright.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those that it's okay to use, right? I mean,
absolutely.
It's just a hand up during a holiday season and a tough time. If this is something that can help you out, it's okay to accept that help and to get a little help during the season.
Right. Well, and I think what's really beautiful about not just, you know, the Community Christmas Shares and our community coming together is that the people who are at these organizations making these programs possible are such compassionate, wonderful people, and they are some of the kindest souls you will ever meet. So, you know, if somebody needs a little bit of help, please go to one of those organizations. Please check the Community Christmas Shares brochure, and don't hesitate to ask for a little bit of help, because everybody should have a great holiday season.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to take a quick break. We've got Emily McVeigh and Dana Freedy from the United Way here this morning. We're going to keep chatting with them coming up on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome into Coffee Break. This is Troy Shockley. I appreciate you sticking around this morning for our second half. We've got United Way featured on our show today. Emily had to run. She's got a meeting here in like 12 minutes, so I think she can make it. It's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. That's the good thing about living in Helena, is it's not right. Such a huge city that you can get where you got
to
be.
Yeah, I think she's going to make it over there. But Emily, thanks for coming in this morning. I know she's listening to the finish of the show in the car right now. Dana Freedy, sticking around with us though, and as I said, we are talking United Way of the Lewis and Clark area and all sorts of stuff going on. Virtual service delivery, Dana, that's something you've got going on. Christmas, Thanksgiving certainly on the way, but that kind of means tax season is on the tail end, right? Like it's coming too.
Right. Yeah. And that's nobody's favorite time of year.
Right. So there's always tax questions. I mean, that stuff can be far more complicated than I think we can sometimes get through without the help of a professional. That's where this thing comes in.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really fortunate in Helena to have this virtual service delivery, and that's, I know it sounds really dull and dry, right? And, you know, tax season also sounds very dull and dry for those of us who are not, you know, really into it. But
who's really into it?
I know. That's a really good question. I'm going to feel really terrible if there are people who call me later and say, well, it's kind of my jam. So,
right.
But virtual service delivery is a service that's offered through the IRS. And that's really cool. But it's essentially an opportunity for you to set up an appointment, and you can do a video chat at our office with an IRS representative. So if you have a tax issue or something that's kind of outstanding and you want to get it taken care of, but you're not sure where to go about, you know, finding the answers, or you can't navigate through to some information online, this is a really great option for folks to go ahead and set up that appointment so they can video chat with an IRS representative. They can answer their questions and they can hopefully resolve their issues.
Yeah. Well, and this is something that it's not being done by the United Way. It's being facilitated through your office.
Right.
It's a site that people can use. It's official from the IRS. So how does that work? Because people don't call you and say, hey, I have a tax question, can you help me? You're just sort of the meeting place. You're the intermediary.
Right. I don't have a direct line to the IRS. So, you know, that's kind of a bummer. But what's really cool is that you can set up your appointment with the IRS. They let our office know what appointments are scheduled for the week starting on Monday morning. And then we go ahead and we make sure that the computer and the phone are all set up for you when you get there. So they're ready for that IRS agent to call in. You answer and you just go ahead and you talk to them and try to solve your issue. So it's really, really easy. There is a phone number that you have to call in order to set that up. So for those of you who might be interested in the phone number, it is 844-545-5640. So you have to call that to set that up directly with the IRS. They let us know, we get it all set up at the office, and you're good to go.
Yeah. And so then you're, it's electronically, but you're face to face with somebody that has the answers or can get at them very quickly.
Right, right. And we've had folks drive all the way from, you know, Bozeman, Belgrade, just to come and use the site.
Yeah, I mean, what's the feedback that you've gotten so far?
Yeah, so we actually had really phenomenal feedback. We've had folks come in, and I think it's something like 15 to 20 minutes that they're usually discussing their issues with the IRS agents. They're not typically at our office for very long. And we've had great feedback from folks who've said, you know, this was really helpful and this was something that I needed.
Yeah.
So it's been really fantastic.
So you can give them a call if you know you're going to have questions coming up for tax season, sort of get that on the books right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And our team will have everything set up. We'll get you squared away. We've got a pretty comfortable chair, you know, all set up for you. We'll get you a cup of water. You can do your thing, and life will be good.
Very cool. And again, you're going to have, I'm assuming, and we'll talk about it down the road, but your other tax help coming back this year too, I'm sure.
Yeah. They've already started working on that. So it's the Free Tax Help Coalition, and they work to go ahead and get volunteers IRS certified to help prepare and electronically file people's taxes. You do have to qualify. And I'm not sure what the qualifications are looking like this year, but it is an income restricted program. So it's typically kind of your low to middle income households in the community, but they set up appointments with something like 500 people in the community. They prepare and file their taxes for free, so you're not having to pay someone to do it. And they make the most of all of those tax credits that you are qualified to receive. So it's really a phenomenal program. And over the last 4 years, it has brought back over $3.4 million just to our community, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's a huge number. And there's so much going on. It's never tough to find something to talk with you about when you stop by. Something else that's going on that's a really cool program in our community. We've had these guys on the show not too long ago. For those that missed it, the 0 to 5 initiative. Can you explain what that's all about? Because this is sort of a fledgling thing getting going, but I can see that in the future it's going to have a really big impact.
Yeah. So the 0 to 5 initiative is something that is it's happening in 5 communities across Western Montana, and we were really fortunate to be chosen as one of those. So what that means is we received as a community $200,000 over the next 6 years. Well, it was 6 years when it started. Now we're down to 5, but we have a staff member who is housed at United Way, who is focusing on childhood education, early childhood education, and school readiness. So what he's doing is and his name is Jeff. He's amazing. If you want to talk fantastic to him about this, give us a call at our office at 442-4360. Jeff is awesome, and he will have coffee with you, and he will just inspire you. He's amazing. But
that whole family.
Oh, I know.
I'm telling you, his son is fantastic. Son's wife is fantastic.
Right. You just can't go wrong with the Buescher family.
No, the Buescher's are great.
They're just amazing.
People.
but so Jeff is he's collecting a lot of information right now, but he's working with all of the different groups and organizations in town that are focused on early childhood development and school readiness. But they're trying to determine what school readiness is going to look like in our community and what is most needed in order to make sure that kids from age 0 to 5 are getting what they need in order to be prepared to go into school, to be academically successful, and to translate that success into the rest of their lifetime, which is incredible. So Jeff has a survey going on right now, and you can find the link for that on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/UWLCA. And it's a really quick survey. It is 12 questions. It takes you less than 5 minutes. But he wants feedback from people who are parents or guardians of children from ages 0 to 5, because he wants to know what's good here, what we're missing, and how that collaborative can go ahead and help make great things happen.
Yeah, we had on the news this morning a news story about sort of the impact of screens and technology use on the kids, and they mentioned and it's scientifically proven, even though it almost doesn't, just cognitively it almost doesn't make sense. But from ages 0 to 5, what you learn there, your environment there, we know that pretty much sets you up for the rest of your life. Which, right, you know, you'll think, well, no, because there's so – no, that really does sort of set the stage,
right,
for life. I mean, we know that. So this is very important.
Right. Those little minds are just sponges. They soak up everything. So I think that this is a great opportunity, you know, for our community to offer that feedback, to let Jeff know what's going on, what they think is great, where maybe we can do some improving. But, you know, and give us a call. Like I said, you know, I will email you a link. I will share all kinds of information with you. I'll connect you with Jeff, who is just, like I said, amazing. And we'll get you set up with that survey. But that feedback is going to be really important, and it's going to help inform the rest of this grant cycle and what's going to be happening in the community.
Yeah, so that's one of those things that somebody can help you out, help the United Way, help out the community. Really, just it's a 12-question survey. It's going to take you no time, but can really contribute to something that's going to have a great impact down the road.
Right. And you're going to transform little minds and give them successful, bright futures.
Yes.
And that's incredible.
So, and you can get to that through your Facebook page?
Yes.
Yeah. So, get on today and you can sort of check off that do a good thing off of your list today. Because, I mean, how long is that going to take you? A couple minutes?
5 minutes, you know? Yeah. Yeah. We all kind of went through it just as a test run. And so then he cleared us all out because, you know, I think
your numbers are invalid.
I know, right? No kids. So, you know, I don't really count, but that's okay.
Yeah. So get on, answer that thing, answer those questions because, again, that's something that's going to be super beneficial for our community, for our state, even down the road. We've got about 2 minutes left, and we mentioned it last time you were here, but the Family Wise prescription card. Can you let people know about that? Because that's a super thing that I don't think many know about.
Right, right. So this is a really, really cool project. It's something that it kind of comes down from the United Way Worldwide office. So we get to promote it all around the country. But since 2009, this program has saved our people in just our county, Lewis and Clark County, nearly $900,000 in prescription costs. Which is huge.
Yeah.
Prescriptions are really expensive. So if you have a Family Wise prescription card or you download their app, it is available in the Apple Store.
It's free.
Yes, it is free. So it's Family Wise, Family, W-I-Z-E, all one word. You can download that. You can compare prescription costs from local vendors for specific medications. You can look to see if manufacturers of these pharmaceuticals have any special programs or deals that you might be qualified to participate in. And you can use it. Here's the great thing. You don't have to qualify to use this service. There are no qualifications.
Yeah.
And you can use it with or without insurance. So it might offer you an extra break on your prescriptions if you have insurance, or it can save you an average of 45% on your prescription costs if you use it without insurance. It's incredible. It even works on some pet medications.
Yeah,
so.
Which is cool. I mean, yeah. Just attack that on there. Oh, yeah, your dog's pills might be okay, too.
Right, because they're part of the family. So, yeah, so it's a really, really great program. Again, that's Family-Wise. FamilyWize. You can download that for free in the App Store, and it is just awesome.
Yeah, super cool. It's free. You can use it with or without your insurance. Some pet medications also on there, and no income criteria or anything like that. Open to everybody. So a very cool tool, and Dana, I appreciate you filling us in on that.
No, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Like I said, I'll talk all day.
Yeah. Well, we don't have all day. We've got 4 more seconds, and then Kurt takes over. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.